Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Nandini Sanyal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Sensex Nifty hit fresh record highs. Government announces relief measures for the telecom sector. Auto sector gets ₹26,058 crore PLI boost. Household debt may have declined to 34% in the first quarter of financial year 2022. Indian law firms reluctant to advise on LIC mega IPO, says Reuters report. Infosys's deadline to fix IT portal ends today. And HDFC's K. Chemistry says he expects upside in housing sector in the short, medium, as well as the long term. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Wall Street today. Bulls took charge on Wednesday as benchmark indices scaled new highs thanks to strong buying action in telecom, IT and banking stocks. Auto and telecom stocks were the focus of investors after the positive news flow for the sectors. Equity investors grew richer by ₹2.16 lakh crore during the session. BSE Sensex added more than 475 points to close above 58,720, just about 55 points below its all-time high. Nifty 50 gained about 140 points to end the day at 17,520. The index crossed 17,500 mark for the first time. Among the broader markets, BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices added up to a percentage. Fear gauge India VIX gained over a percent. On the BSE Sensex, NTPC zoomed 7% and Bharti Airtel gained 5%, the most among the gainers. HCL Tech and Titan jumped 3% each. SBI, Power Grid, TCS and IndusInd Bank surged 2% each. Infosys, L&T, Bajaj Auto and ICICI Bank added up to a percent each. On the other hand, Axis Bank, Asian Paints and Ultratech Cement declined the most. Nestle, Sun Pharma, HDFC Bank, Bajaj Finance, Bajaj Finserv and ITC also settled in the red. Over 415 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day and 185 stocks hit the lower circuit. About 135 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the session. We have Mitul Shah, Head of Research at Reliance Securities, to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. What were the factors that led to strong gains in the domestic markets?
Domestic bourses witnessed expansion today across all sectors. All the key sectoral indices traded in a green zone. The equity market scaled a fresh record high today with a benchmark Nifty rising above 17,500 level for the first time. The market gains were broad-based as the mid-cap and small-cap indices also witnessed a rally. Key sector contributing rally are IT, which was up by around 2%, PSU banks, auto, telecom, which were up by around 0.5 to 1%. Two important positive developments today. First one on telecom side, that government announced a moratorium of 4 years on payment of AGR for telecom companies, which provide big relief to telecom players. Second important development is on auto sector, as PLI scheme gets cabinet nod for incentives to the tune of 26,000 crore. Key index movers were Bharti Airtel, NTPC, Coal India and ONGC.
The cabinet has cleared the PLI scheme for the auto sector. How should one play the theme?
Auto PLI scheme got cabinet nod today and incentives allocated are to the tune of ₹26,000 crore for the sector. The PLI scheme will incentivize the emergence of advanced automotive technologies, global supply chain in India. These may lead to fresh investment of around ₹50,000 crore going forward. Now, government is clearly focusing more on new developments and advanced technology like battery electric vehicles and hydrogen fuel cells. It also indicates intention of gradually moving away from fossil fuel, and environmental issues are given higher importance now. This would benefit at least 8 to 10 OEMs and over 50 to 100 medium to large auto component manufacturer going forward. It has also another angle on drone development, so some portion is allocated towards the segment. So this would also encourage many new companies working on new technology, and anyone from these could emerge as a winner over next 3 to 5 years.
We also caught up with Aditya Agarwala of Yes Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty scaled 17,500 levels today. Where is it headed now?
Nifty 50 index finally managed to cross the hurdle of 17,430 after multiple attempts in the previous sessions to shut shop at a fresh all-time high above the psychological mark of 17,500. Now going ahead, a sustained trade above the psychological level of 17,400 will extend the up move, taking the index higher to levels of 17,650, which happens to be the midpoint of a rising channel from the lows of March 2020. However, a failure to hold the support at 17,500 may trigger profit booking, dragging the index lower to levels of 17,430. Moreover, a move below 17,430, which was the recent hurdle, may extend the corrections to levels of 17,350 to about 17,250 on the downside. Technical indicator RSI on the daily time frame remains at an overbought level, which indicates that traders should be cautious, as sudden sharp bouts of profit booking cannot be ruled out in the coming trading sessions.
What is your take on Nifty Bank after its strong comeback?
Bank Nifty remains locked in a range between 36,300 on the downside and 37,000 on the upside. Following a positive close in today's trading session, index is now approaching the upper end of this range, which is placed at 37,000. Now, a successful breakout from this upper end of the range could trigger an up move, taking the index to levels of 37,700, which is the previous all-time high on the bank index. However, failure to break out again from this upper end of the trading range could trigger profit booking, dragging the index lower to levels of 36,600, which is an immediate support, and then 36,300, which is the lower end of the trading range. And unlike in the case of Nifty, where RSI is sitting at an extreme overbought level, RSI on the bank Nifty is still distant away from its overbought territory, suggesting that an upside breakout is on cards and could be seen in the coming trading sessions.
Asian markets ended mostly lower for the day. Major European markets were trading mixed in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were up, hinting towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.